Steve Trinity Resources, ISE 3, Listening 17. You are going to hear a talk about fitness. You will hear the talk twice. The first time, just listen. Then, I'll ask you to tell me generally what the speaker is talking about. Are you ready? Every so often, a new fitness craze sweeps the globe, with influencers often promising incredible results for little effort. These fads have ranged from the sublime to the ridiculous, with few standing the test of time. Take for instance the shake weight. It was basically a very light dumbbell, around 1 kilo, with springs inside which the user could shake while lifting, rotating, etc. The gesture involved was quite suggestive, and it was parodied by many TV shows. The health benefits of lifting a 1 kilogram weight are dubious. On the other hand, the latest trend to take the fitness world by storm is HIIT, HIIT, or high intensity interval training, which involves short periods of intense exercise with recovery times until exhaustion. Zoom classes of HIIT during the pandemic really took off, and it's a very effective calorie burner. The same cannot be said for a device that you may have seen in gyms, the Power Plate. This consists of a raised platform which the user stands on while it vibrates. The theory is that the vibrations in the plate cause your muscles to oscillate and strengthen without any effort. If only getting fit were so easy. The real solution for couch potatoes is something like the Couch to 5K program, which was developed in 1996 and is now a popular app. It gives realistic goals that supposedly allow anyone to go from sitting on their couch to running 5K in just 6 weeks. It is even endorsed by the National Health Service in the UK. A similar program, with very different results, was the 8-minute abs craze from the 1990s. The makers of the video, which was to be sold via mail for home workouts, promised incredible results with just 8 minutes exercise a day. Unrealistic to say the least. To get visible abs, a full workout and diet is needed. Another more modern trend is Body Pump, a program designed by New Zealand athlete Les Mills in 1991. It focuses on traditional weightlifting exercises, but set to music, in a group with weights adapted to each person's level. It's an effective way to maintain motivation and work out all major muscles. A bit of common sense comes in handy when evaluating these workouts. Exercise should be hard work and make you tired and sore if you want to burn calories. Many fads actually manage this, but as a rule, if you're not sweating and breathing hard, you're wasting your time. Can you tell me in one or two sentences what the speaker was talking about? Now listen to the talk again. This time make some notes as you listen if you want to. Then I'll ask you to tell me how the speaker evaluates different fitness fads and if he comes to a conclusion. Are you ready? Every so often, a new fitness craze sweeps the globe, with influencers often promising incredible results for little effort. These fads have ranged from the sublime to the ridiculous, with few standing the test of time. Take for instance the shake weight. It was basically a very light dumbbell, around 1 kilo, with springs inside which the user could shake while lifting, rotating, etc. The gesture involved was quite suggestive, and it was parodied by many TV shows. The health benefits of lifting a 1 kilogram weight are dubious. On the other hand, the latest trend to take the fitness world by storm is HIIT, HIIT, or High Intensity Interval Training, which involves short periods of intense exercise with recovery times until exhaustion. Zoom classes of HIIT during the pandemic really took off, and it's a very effective calorie burner. The same cannot be said for a device that you may have seen in gyms, the Power Plate. This consists of a raised platform which the user stands on while it vibrates. The theory is that the vibrations in the plate cause your muscles to oscillate and strengthen without any effort. If only getting fit were so easy. The real solution for couch potatoes is something like the Couch to 5K program, which was developed in 1996 and is now a popular app. It gives realistic goals that supposedly allow anyone to go from sitting on their couch to running 5K in just 6 weeks. It is even endorsed by the National Health Service in the UK. A similar program, with very different results, was the 8-minute abs craze from the 1990s. The makers of the video, which was to be sold via mail for home workouts, promised incredible results with just 8 minutes exercise a day, unrealistic to say the least. To get visible abs, a full workout and diet is needed. Another more modern trend is Body Pump, a program designed by New Zealand athlete Les Mills in 1991. It focuses on traditional weightlifting exercises, but set to music, in a group with weights adapted to each person's level. It's an effective way to maintain motivation and work out all major muscles. A bit of common sense comes in handy when evaluating these workouts. Exercise should be hard work and make you tired and sore if you want to burn calories. Many fads actually manage this, but as a rule, if you're not sweating and breathing hard, you're wasting your time. Now tell me how the speaker evaluates different fitness fads and if he comes to a conclusion. You have 1 minute to talk.